Blog Talk Radio.
That's how I was portrayed when it came to that.
this. Raikou was the show stealer of the movie. I believe all Raikou's scenes were probably the best scenes in the entire movie.
Is Raikou or Raikou? Depending on how you pronounce it.
Well, either way, William Dafoe did amazing. Out of the near 2 hours of the I showed up maybe about 6-7 times. And out of the 6-7 times, I felt more entertained by his scene than a solo scene.
Here's the thing is that after I did that podcast talking about Death Note, I actually went home and started watching the anime. And I actually fell in love with the anime. It's absolutely, like, amazing. It felt like almost like a version of Sherlock Holmes versus Moriarty.
Yeah.
It feels like that. Yeah. But the thing is that in the anime, when you mention a lot of the gay scenes, I guess, there's a thing called yaoi. You should know that.
Yeah, no, I'm just reading what our editor, so it's like, now I'm going to see Death Note. I was going to see it anyway.
No, that, I mean, like, okay, yeah. Don't watch it. I mean, I think it's time to kill, it really does take time. But
I'm more entertaining.
Yeah.
Spyheart.
I have not.
Leslie was Spyheart. Was more entertaining. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I didn't get the reference. My name is George. I'm the new Hey Blondie.
Anyway, there is a lot of yaoi scenes or like better homies in the anime. Basically, today is what basically saw. And that's how people cheat. It's like, that's how a lot of fans take blood, is because two characters, right? And then they have such a great connection. It's just like, yeah.
Yep, I agree with you, John.
Yeah, that is.
This one here hasn't seen Spark.
I haven't. I only have it. I don't know the name.
Once again, all of Leslie's movies are practically the same, from Naked Gun all the way to Spy Hard. So
yeah,
it's, everything is practically the same, and I bet you would agree with that, John. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Oh, the brink of a brilliant. I'm trying to read. But the thing is that I still stand by my thing. I say, you know, I'm actually happy it's on Netflix. You guys can watch it if you guys want to. You guys are going to be wasting about an hour, 40, 42 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the only thing that really captivated anything was Ryoko's character or one of the Dafoe's characters. The only character that really captured my interest. Yeah. And what I love about it is that it the camera here, the English version of Death Note, which I've been doing that, I'm watching Japanese later on with English subtitles. You hear Ryoko, you hear his voice, it really does sound like Willem Dafoe, if you ever decide to watch it.
What Light was telling him, hey, what if I ever put you in the book to kill you? And spoiler alert, this is a scene in case you haven't seen the movie. And he talks back to them by saying, for as many years as he's been doing this, he's been only able to get two letters of his name. And I was like, oh, that, you're a bitch, take that. Boom. I loved it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, you mentioned like a porno or a bit, like, the entire time.
I felt so out of place. And again, I'm 36, technically 36 years old. And I felt so out of place on those things. I'm like, I need to go see a priest.
You do. You do.
Are you?
But no, I'm never going to watch it again. I can't bring myself to watch it. I actually went home on Saturday. I went to see the Mayweather and McGregor fight. And yeah. I wish I actually placed money with you. I would have won. I really.
Oh my. No, I wasn't gonna. I was not gonna die in here either. But see, I love because that is that it's true. I'm a huge. I'm not gonna bash or anything. But goddamn, it's true. The guy looks like he was one of those 8-year-old moms saying, but get out of here, where are you? You know, it looked like that. It was ridiculous. Who would have bet on? I'm on my way to find you.
Okay, you just pissed off my God damn it. Out of all things. Anyway, so this sore loser who just left lost a lot of money. I told him that Mayweather was going to win regardless. Oh,
you're too far.
I went to
and we're talking about this. We're on a straight path, and so gives us that in common for Lena and her ADD kicking in, and then it's just, it's like
I didn't bet either. That's the thing. I swear to God, I'm too extra for this right now. I sat at my cousin's house. I left here. I went straight to my cousin's house. And I literally had a mimosa the entire time. And then one of my cousin's friends came over with a bottle of Patron. And my cousin is like 31. And she has two kids. And the whole time she's like, let's get shots. Who wants shots? You want a shot? You want a shot? You want a shot? I'm like, I'm 26. I'm 27. So I'm lying. I forgot how old I am. How old am I? I forgot. I really did. Oh my God. I forgot
how old I am. This was a movie. It will go like, bloop.
Yeah. Sorry.
Folks, we are going to a Blondie live session / bloopers.
Oh, God damn it. Anyway, my cousin's just passing out shots. I'm like, I'm 27.
Have to show people what you look like when you're in life. Remember, pull out.
Oh my God, dude, that's like so last week. Why are you bringing that last week's cash price?
Whatever. 2 minutes. Oh!
I'm doing all damn nails. Anyway, because I was trying to pass the shots, everyone was seeing that. I'm sitting there in the corner on the couch, curled up, I was freezing. I didn't want to get up. My cousin had to get my jacket. I literally just was like, holy crap, this is awesome. Like, everyone's facing bets except for me. I watch the fight, and I'm sitting there. I'm slowly watching McGregor slowly kind of, like, lose more and more momentum. The third round, I looked to my cousin's friend, and I was like, Mayweather's going to win. By the tenth round, Mayweather's going to win. This guy's already getting tired. The guy's grappling already. He's used to that. He's used to grappling, so he kept grappling the entire time.
Well, like I said, the memes are right.
Oh, they are.
It looks like the 80-year-old mom hitting on her son. Okay, it was one of those situations.
But the funny thing is that what I heard is that some people were having issues with their connection to the fight.
Yeah, that was a big problem. I believe it was through
Comcast.
No, it was not Comcast. It was the UFC iPass. iPass is actually showing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they were actually having problems for people who subscribed and who paid for it to watch it through the UFC Fight Pass. And people couldn't log in because of how many people were watching it. So it was a big ordeal. I think they eventually fixed it, but it was a big, big issue.
So I'm putting that up in case people can't hear it. So, all right. So if you guys are having anything to watch right now and you guys are watching it live, I just provided you guys with a link. You guys can go straight, just click on that link, go straight to Blog Talk Radio, and you actually will hear the live feed right now. If you guys have an opinion, I'm more than happy to answer your questions. And I have no problem in any one of your guys' questions if you have one.
Join the fun.
I mean, we have fun last week. Let's have it again. I do not have any drinks, so I'm like.
No, but the problem is.
Why do you keep posing like me?
So this is you?
That is me, fine.
Sure.
Oh, that's your.
Okay, I was gonna say. This is you. You sure?
No, it's you.
It's a bad thing. The listen. The point, like what the host is saying. Guys, if you are not able to watch us on video, we apologize. Again, connection can only do so much. Guys, you can follow us on the Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is click on blogtalkradio.com or the link that Lena just shared in the chat, actually.
Yeah.
And then, or if you want to call in and listen to us on the iPhone, you could do that too. All you have to do is call at 9-477-10. Let me say it slowly. 9-4-7-7-1-0-9-9.
Sorry, I know, Jordan in here.
Listen, there's no one else that's acting like me.
Okay, fine.
The reason this show is not because you expecting a call? Or you expect a call while I'm here?
Can you please pick up the phone, please?
Okay, fine. All right, God. Introduce.
Hi, who's calling?
You guys able to hear us?
Hello?
Hey.
Okay, is this Connie and Greg?
Yes, that is us. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Hi, guys. All right. So.
Enough for you.
I got to see if my signal is working. But. We're calling in because we saw him talk the number real slow, so we were able to dial it in.
Oh,
you see, my slow kind of worked.
And my slow
kind of worked. Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah. Right now, so like a little card and all that.
Yeah.
Because as I was calling the number, you were saying it. And as I was calling it, or as I was trying to call in, I was trying to say, oh man, where's the number? Where's the number? He's like, let me say it slowly. I'm like, yes.
Hey, so Drax, how are you doing? I haven't seen you since the Galaxy Night.
It's been a long and interesting road ahead, my friend, I must say. We've been up to a lot, and we have a lot in store for all of our fans. If they don't know, we're artists in the community, and we go by the name Unlikely Heroes. And you may have seen us before at shows. We've been going to different shows outside of Florida. So, and we've been also producing a lot of our own content as well.
Oh, nice.
So that's what I've been up
to. Very nice. I congratulate you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I mean, we're still in the runnings for everything, but like we've been just pacing ourselves and doing everything that we have to do as far as preparation goes. So we had to take a step back, given that we have a son and everything like that. So, but we plan on making a comeback as far as animates. We will be there. So that's a thing in store.
Nice. Very nice. Well, again, from our behalf, I want to say, I'm pretty sure you hear from Lena on a constant basis, but from me, I want to say congratulations on everything you, Connie, and the entire group of the Unlikely Heroes have done. So huge congratulations, of course, for yo.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So what y'all talking about today? What juicy content y'all talking about?
Right now, we're finishing up about the Mayweather and McGregor fight. Did you guys watch it by any chance or no?
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch it because I was like, I already know who's going to win this. I already knew it.
Yeah. I bet money on it.
Yo, you were
afterwards,
my friend. You were my friend.
Afterwards, after the fight, I went to go watch it, and I was like, yep, this is exactly what I thought was going to happen. And then it's like everybody's spending all this money to go there and betting up all this money. I'm like, do you know If you bet against Mayweather, you're going to lose your money. And a lot of people were disappointed.
Yeah, my cousin was actually at the fight in Vegas. He actually, him and his wife went, had like front row tickets.
Exactly. Front row seats. This guy makes so much money just to fight.
I was going to say, so wait a minute. Your cousin was one of those with about $1,000 tickets?
I mean, well, he's a very high-end lawyer, so yes and yes.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I'm like, even though you're a lawyer, I'm like, damn, you still buying these tickets? Jesus, you should have watched it on pay-per-view or something.
Yeah. $100 compared to $99 on pay-per-view? Where do you think my money's going to go?
I don't even know. I've never been. The only thing I've ever been to, anything like this, I don't know anything about it. The only thing I've ever been to like this is like a WrestleMania event. And that was like way back in like 2006 or something. But as far as a fight like this, I have no idea what would even, like, first of all, $99 in that stadium is probably giving you nosebleeds. You see what I mean?
Yep.
So front row seats, I'm imagining that that joint was expensive as heck. It's always crazy. I mean, just like with the Ronda Rousey bits, you know, I liked her at first, but then I saw how they were. It's more so how they market you, I think. Like Mayweather, you know, he's actually a really chill person in real life, but every time they want to make it look like he's about to fight, what they do? Oh, he did this, he did that. He probably about to go to jail for domestic violence. He's aggressive, and everybody's like, yeah. Put money on that. Meanwhile, McGregor's over there doing all these comedic stunts to try and insult or make it look like he's insulting Mayweather to try and make him mad. So people are like, yeah, then boo. It's the same thing with wrestling. It's just that with fighting and boxing, it's actually technical. So there's no fake or stage sense about it when you're getting hit in your face by a professional fighter. So that's different.
Very much.
As far as the fighting scene goes, I want to see it where they actually have more than just one person to look at. I want to see somebody come from, like, a Shaolin monk temple and just straight dish rag. That's what I want to see. As far as the bets against Mayweather, I want to see him lose, but he's not going to lose anytime soon. Like, Tyson didn't lose until, like, 20 years after he was already into his career almost. You know?
Yeah, but,
so he's still got to fight enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he's already officially retired. He's coming back to the ring anytime soon. And if he does, it's going to be for the double fight. So I don't think we're ever going to see Mayweather step in the ring again. I think this is the last fight. And honestly, I think he made history by going to the
double. Yeah, but
you
did.
Did you watch the actual fight when it came out, though?
Like with
Pacquiao, the way it was with Pacquiao. It felt like, okay, Pacquiao looked like he won this. But then you're disappointed at the end when they said that Mayweather won because of technicalities and whatnot. Did you feel like this was the same case in this fight as well? Or did you really think that McGregor just got his ass whipped?
Personally, 50-50 for me, because like, he did get his ass whipped. I mentioned that by third round, getting tired, because, I mean, obviously McGregor is used to MMA. He was grappling a lot. And you really can't base age on anything, because someone could be 50 and someone who's going to be fighting like the whole Gregor Mayweather is kind of like, you really can't get a book on the cover. But at the same time, people were complaining about how it was rigged, and people were like, oh, it's rigged because they want to give Mayweather a 50 and 0 record versus a 49 and 1. It's kind of a guy who has like a perfect record, a chance to have that perfect record. Someone else who doesn't have much training in boxing other than amateur boxing. And everyone thought, oh, the young blood's going to win. But sure enough, I mean, he didn't. I actually like the fact that the end was really nice, because a lot of times people want to say, funny, like fighting, or, you know, not more like, I'm trying to trying to think of the word, and I can't right now. I can't remember the word.
As far as, I mean, as far as streaks go, that's usually how streaks are. You know, like recent streaks that have been broken. Recent streaks that have been broken. Undertaker. Undertaker was taken out by Brock Lesnar. That was a huge event. Trust me, even though Undertaker is old and you're like, man, you're supposed to have been retired, the idea of Undertaker losing at WrestleMania makes people that are in their 80s, 70s shiver because that streak is super important. Same thing with Goldberg. I don't know if you remember that.
Yep, I remember that very much so. Very much.
Goldberg had like 187 matches with no losses in wrestling. But when he lost, it was like a very climactic event. And the way he lost, they cheated. They tased him with like a billy club with a taser on it. And of course he was knocked out, but that's how they had to, that's how it happened. But after 187 wins, you're like, what's next? So yeah, it makes sense. Mayweather's streak 50, and not only that, he calls himself retiring at 49. It makes people eager to see him one more time, and more so an exhibition fight. The thing is that people don't know how to do exhibition fights, so they know how to plan out actual fights where he's actually mad at this guy, and that's what they went for with McGregor.
Now, question to you, yo, is that now rumors cannot be done after we just heard that he has back for another one. Do you think it's going to be a slap in the face for fans who went to attend by telling them, this is Undertaker's last match, and then all of a sudden he comes back again for another one? Do you feel like that's a slap in the fans?
I don't think that would be a slap in the face, really. I think that would be a matter of story building. Because if the Undertaker somehow came back and, like, and like his best performance that you've ever seen him, I'm talking about this dude right now, ever since he lost, because they planned it. Let's say they planned it. Let's say he comes back in the next whatever, and like back from the dead. You know how Undertaker used to do that shit.
Yeah.
And then he comes back with the most epic, most excellent performance, Brock Lesnar, whoever it is at the time. I think that they're going to make so much money from that, because at the end of the day, a streak, yes, being broken, yes. But then what's after that? Like, WrestleMania has been good at resetting stories for years. Not necessarily the streak, but the reset of the story. Another interesting fight I want to see is The Rock now against Brock Lesnar. Because back then, The Rock, I love The Rock, but he was losing to Brock Lesnar pretty easily. And I was like, oh, man, oh, I don't like this. But I realized that The Rock was smaller back then. But now, you know how he lost and he left. Now he's doing movies. If he were to make a comeback now, I wonder what that would be like with him versus Brock Lesnar. You get what I'm trying to say? It's like you want to see it still, even though he lost when he left. I don't think it'll be a slap in the face. It'll be encouraging if they do it right, is what I'm saying.
No, The thing is, I was trying to point, it's kind of like some kind of he wanted to retire from acting for a little bit and just focus on directing, and then all of a sudden he comes back. So it's kind of like the same thing with the whole, like, basically Mayweather, The Undertaker. A lot of people say they want to do that, but I personally feel like it's publicity they want, kind of to bring up their rep a little bit, to bring up more of a fan base for them. And
need to get into wrestling if you're going to start talking about The Undertaker, young lady.
Well, it ain't hard. All she better do is just tune in. Just tune in to wrestling every day. All you have to do is just watch all of the 2003 season. Watch all of the 2003 season when it was ECW and WCW versus WWF. Watch that whole season. You'll be caught up. That was like the best one.
I'll be all caught with the soap opera. Because that's what I feel like a wrestling.
It is a male soap opera. It is a male soap
opera. Exactly. It's all soap opera. It's entertainment. And it's finest. It's the best kind of entertainment. Macho entertainment. You can't hate on it because it's like you have to be super confident to stand out here and wrestle a full grown man with these drawers on, hoping that your balls don't slip. You got to be a new kind of creature to do this. So that's why you got to respect it. Because in the history of wrestling, I've never seen a slip. They are good at what they do. I swear to God.
Well, mind you, let me just say for the record, I wrestled for a long time, so I had balls slipping out, okay?
No balls.
Oh, man. Did you ever watch the wrestling bloopers? Oh, my God. Some of them are so bad. Like one time when they were trying to open the cage and he couldn't get it open for some reason. So then the guy in the ring has to pretend like he's still knocked out and drunk, but he's not in the ring.
Yeah, but that happens everywhere. That happens in movies. It happens, well, technically not because you buy the DVD that says blooper reel. But, you know, I get what you're saying. But blooper happens everywhere.
Pretty much.
Mm.
But
what else is there?
Go ahead, Lena. No, it's your show.
I know, but you keep interrupting me.
Okay, well, because the last one needs to keep this show entertaining and hot because I am so damn hot. Damn it, I'm out here.
Okay,
what are we talking about next?
Right now, we're going to switch over right now, and we're going to be talking about the And let's just say, that is awesome, buddy.
What's one? I'm sorry, you broke up. And now we're back. Okay.
We are actually switching over right now to the old money fraud. Now, a lot of my listeners are going to turn on my screen, but if you guys are wondering, I am filming this episode. I will be editing throughout the week since it's a long weekend for me. I will be editing and posting it up on YouTube, and I'll be directly posting it up onto my Facebook once it is completed. And so all this audio, all this footage, this silliness that you will see between George and me, you will see it, and he is still in the corner with me right now. He'll come back eventually when it's about. Anyway, so
should we go on? Go ahead. You know, I was going to say, we could probably chime in on the live video, too.
All right, let me see if I can jump back on. I actually turned it off for just a little bit. I jumped back there for a second there. Hello?
Yeah, no, the signal is very... Very okay, now we got it. All right, now we're back. All right, you were saying you're switching over that we're talking about different kinds of audio. As a matter of fact, do you have a weekly show?
I have a weekly show. I have
it
every Saturday at 7:30.
Oh boy, I'm gonna have to call in more often then.
You should. I love it when people call me because the last show we had, George, I actually had.
Well, you know what it'd be cool to talk about? What about the Miko? What is it called? Miko Costumes?
Yes, that was
called
Miko Costumes as well. We'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about the Supergirl that is well known as Supergirl in the cosplay community that went to the first and at first was denied. Was first denied about it, and then
earlier today about that chick. So I got some other info afterwards.
Okay. I didn't first part.
What?
The first part. What was the first part you said?
Oh, I said someone had posted something about that she was speaking up about, like, people shouldn't hate her because she's not a neo-Nazi or something like that. It was funny. I'm like, but you were at the rally.
Yeah.
Doing all of that. You were on film.
Pretty much. That's the thing is going back to my whole podcast I had last time, why we do what we do. And I fully understand that what we do, what we want is basically either recognition of artwork to do, popularity, or we want to build up steam, think that there is some bad to the community. And what that is basically the whole thing to the Charlotte protest. And the thing is that if you do so time, why can't he just be the bigger person, actually admit that I was, and yes, this is my belief. And the funny thing is that I actually lived that yesterday in my room, because I went out to go with my family, was that we are really interesting. We're actually really interesting creatures. The thing is that we all have opinions on a lot of stuff. We get offended when someone else doesn't actually like approve of our opinion. Me, I I love the fact that people have some form of opinion to voice to me and tell me, hey, hey, Blondie or Lena, I don't like what you said. Or, hey, look, I do agree with what you say, but here's what's wrong with this and this. Like, I like to be educated on whatever the topic is instead of being ignorant and just be like, oh, well, you know, I believe in this, this, and this. It's kind of like, why? Why do you believe in that? And personally, the whole thing with her is just kind of like, why deny that you were there? That's kind of why I did mention that there was an article that she was a post.
For me, the whole free speech rally is, I believe it could be many things, and I believe some of it could be on the cause of, because we've been needing to deal with these issues for a very long time. And there are people out here that do not know the difference between what some schools taught and what some schools hid. Some people grew up learning about Confederacy, the Confederate flags, Confederate states, and the cause of the Confederacy and all of that. But they give them the watered down version. Come on, they're kids. You're not going to tell them that these people wanted what they wanted. They're going to tell them that they just wanted to stand opposing to the U.S. government, but they're not going to give you every detail. So some of these people now that are going to these free speech rallies are taught this, and they believe that that's all it is to the history of the Confederacy or the Confederate States. But when they come to these rallies and see how many people show up, they get scared. And then no one gets to learn anything because they can't sit down and actually say, hey, did you know that this is what they actually stood for? This is what's really going on? And those that don't want to hear that, they remain ignorant, as you say it. Some of them don't choose to learn. So now we have a situation in which people are now learning what the Confederacy really stood for. There's history books on this, and everybody's upset with the statues becoming torn down, but nobody actually studied the history to even know what they're defending. So this Supergirl... or this Supergirl she cosplayed as, with her going there, I'm gonna use this term very loosely. I don't mean to put this up, but we're gonna call it the privilege. I don't want to say white privilege or anything of that, because I don't want to push it like that's an agenda. I'm gonna call it the privilege to not have to know, the privilege to not have to learn this history. They were given the privilege to not learn this side of history because no one felt that they needed to know that. Whereas we, however, when I say we, the other people that feel that this is information that should be eradicated, the other side, if you will, they are simply trying to express to everyone that the reason why we cannot ignore these topics is because we do not have the privilege to. So with the Supergirl thing, I'm at the rallies, but we're just talking free speech. I can stand for what I want to, right? But she's probably from somewhere where she doesn't have that much access to, like, information of this sort. She probably has not had to learn all of these things, and she probably did not know the magnitude in which she would be affected had she gone to this rally. That's why she went. And
pretty much
it's all about perspective. My personal opinion is that once you know the truth, it's your responsibility to correct what's wrong.
That's right.
No matter what side on the table you are, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of times when the truth actually comes out, a lot of people don't want to take that truth. They want to kind of like keep it where they have it. Or they have a straight path where they follow. follow, but everything on the side was easily exposed. And people, like, I know people will say this, like, that's messed up, you know, you should be traumatized. And I heard what you know, your son, Family Guy, showing, like, the truth about how life is. My friend was actually showing me crime TV, like ID and all those crime drama shows, actual murder, everything. And she told me that life isn't about rainbows and butterflies. It's not a perfect world. We do not live in a perfect world. The harsh reality is that life, you know, has consequences. There is discrimination. There is, you know, people that say that this free speech and all that, and people get offended that, oh, my free speech, I can say whatever I want, versus people that say, well, you can say that, but I don't have, I can either A, attack you, your opinion is not what you have to say, or B, stand there and say, oh, well, okay, I'm voice law, and that's it. But the thing is that when I was growing up, I knew how life is. Like, I know how life is now. Like, with my open, seeing how the world is. And me, I mean, I said it already. I said it last week. The topic community is really a shit show, because I had a friend, I have a friend up in Philly who called in last week and told me that people are on this side. You remember my friend Bob called in and walked in the cosplay scene in Philadelphia, New York, is just like just as bad as the scene where they show where is I am like the goddess of cosplay. I can use this as my speech. I can do whatever I want. But it's just kind of like these are the reasons why the community is so kind of. But with her just denying that. She, I mean, with her denying. Yeah, like her denying kind of there, but then, like, obviously, you see photos, you see videos of her and her boyfriend together. A lot of those are coming, but it turned out to be her fiance that was there with her. And it's just kind of like, okay, you were there. Why are you denying it?
I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off, but I read an interesting article that touches on that exact same thing. With, it's not me. It's my boyfriend. My boyfriend was really one here. I just supported him. This is also wrong, too, because you'll sit and have this girl who, I have black friends and I like black people and I'm familiar with the black culture and I like them. But then when they get a boyfriend, and this boyfriend shares views that have slightly like racial or stereotypically discriminating views, they don't stand to correct them or they don't stand to stop them. You see, this is when it becomes important to understand the difference between what's right and what's easy. And some of these girls, thinking that nobody was going to show up because your boyfriend is full of piece of crap, and you joined him, you thought nobody was going to show up because you thought all of it was going to be just him and his type of friends. Now that you're here and people have identified you, though, first you deny it, kind of like Joel Osteen bring up that. In history, whenever a celebrity has done something wrong, it's far better to just admit it, say sorry, and move on. When you hide it, it looks so much worse. I give you a lot of examples in history where it's happened.
I could not stop, like, laughing of how critical this was. There was articles after articles of him, like, basically statements from him saying that, his mega, it's like a maker, basically, saying that he was flooded in and he could not get out, so they had to have somebody come in and get him. But then when a group of survivors from Texas went over to go look at it, there's photos of it, by the way, if you haven't seen it. High up, away from the flood, not even touched.
It gets worse than that. Somebody actually went and did a video.
I saw that video. People were going around in that video, videotaping everything. Like, oh my god, it's so flooded, and the water's going into the storm drain. And it's like, oh my god, it's destroyed here, and all that. I guess that's. I believe. but if you believe in God and all that, why can't you practice when you're preaching? Actually, left and right, where he can go on stage show and make a statement saying that Houston never told him to open the door. And it's kind of like, wait,
I'm sorry. I'm just really passionate about this. So
go
I'm
ahead,
like, but see, even so, with, oh, Houston didn't tell me, what about the fact that you knew for a week and a half that a big storm was coming your way? You knew something was going to possibly be happening. Why weren't you one of the first ones to say, hey, I'm going to try and open up my church as a place for shelter? Why wasn't that the mentality? You get what I'm saying? They're saying that it's close to flooding, and then they went as far as to post images as if there was some type of flood to the point where it was a foot away from the high rise. At first, I was like, oh, wow, these images, okay, I can understand, you know, if there was that flooding of that magnitude. But then someone actually took a video and actually went to the church itself. He circled the entire thing. That was one guy. Another guy went down there from the highway on foot and walked up to the church itself, and there was no flooding at all. And I'm just like, wow.
Exactly. I think they go on to today's show. Now, from what I heard, he has opened the doors to the victims. But the thing is that that's not their main focus. He has to, because obviously people were throwing a fit because it was just kind of like, your place is dry. Why can't you have people in here? And sure enough, he's like, oh, no. Open the door. You're, like I said, a man of God preaching this whole thing of God did that. And at the same time, I personally feel like he's a pastor and all that, but at the same time, it's like you have Sunday morning up show in the morning of you preaching and this and that. And it's like, okay, why couldn't you just open your doors, let people in, and actually abide by what you're practicing? Like with some of these, like, cosplayers actually, and going back to the other girl saying, like, oh, I wasn't there, like, no one told me, like, I didn't know there were going to be people taking pictures, I didn't know people were going to take pictures. Like, if you knew that someone was going to have that, should you see that before and say, okay, I have some form of reputation within the community, why am I going to put myself in a situation that light and then the consequences that's going to happen at the end? And here's the consequences that a lot of people that I know basically deleted, blocked her, bashed her, and it's just kind of like, holy shit, you shot yourself in the foot. And it's one of those moments where it's like, damn, like, I really did. Instead of actually thinking before acting.
Because, well, let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've experienced it myself. They call it megalomaniac syndrome. Pretty much when you only think of yourself simply because you find yourself too important to fall. You find yourself, you take a responsibility on yourself so great that you feel like your decisions are almost godlike. That's why you think that when you make a decision, no one's going to see the harm in it because you've seen so many people you've helped in one way or another. The problem is that you can become easily misguided once you have everything you ever want.
Pretty much.
You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's why they do these things. Not only that. I mean, I personally do not dislike Joel Osteen. I was never really a listener of his, but I do believe in motivational speaking, encouragement, fulfilling. I believe in all that. So that's why I can't say the man's money is unwarranted. I can't say that. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. With great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly.
That's all universes.
Like,
that's why it's so profound. Go ahead.
I have this theory. And a lot of times, this theory is true to some degree. And there's some theory, sometimes it's and this theory is that whenever you give someone power, two things happen. Either they break and are humble about it, or two, they take the power and they become something different, something like a negative entity of light. So they basically embody this person having a power trip of, I anything else, and here I am with this kind of power I'm bestowing upon you. And here you go. I'm like going back to the Joel thing. It's like, I'm a man of God here to you guys, and here's what I have to say. This is what I'm preaching, all that. At first, I mean, like, I've seen his things from time to time by accident because I was flipping to the channel, and maybe not really religious. He has that motivational speaker like personality to him. He is very, he has a really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like that.
And you shouldn't seek shelter, and you will basically be here, and all, you know, basically be safe, and you know, you're welcome here. But instead, he kept his door shut. He told the media that his job was if he had to be rescued. And then when people actually went in, it was more on the lines that people, like you said, people went over, they started going through, videotaping everything, and then it's just kind of like the more people sharing all this stuff, the more it looked like he was basically digging himself a grave. It's kind of like, why did you lie? Why did you say this? You could have just basically done what a good person would open the doors. Sure enough, goes on TV. I was never told by him to open my doors. It was like, why do you need to wait for someone to tell you something instead of doing it yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They don't take.
Hello? I think we lost. Is that we were talking about the Charlottesville. That a female cosplayer who was really recognized as Supergirl participated, and at first was not interested in her position, and claimed that her fiance, husband, was just there for it, and that is it. But then at the same time, it was kind of why.
Saying is true as far as but later by someone else.
Pretty much.
You know, it's literally don't have a show. And later you see me on social media going doing a show.
Yeah.
And you're like, George, why are you doing a show when you're not?
Yeah.
So it's like, just as true, you know, I'm going to go to that.
Yes, I'm not honest.
It is no point in lying. None. Just your stage where you feel lying is going to save us more than true. We all went to that stage. So at least that's
the thing. Yeah. No, that's the thing. That I did a live stream. I did a live stream. The truth. Don't lie to people and expect to get the same results of you actually telling the truth versus lying to that person. Just be like, oh, well, I didn't expect you to not understand, so I kind of lied and said, hey, look, you know, as a kid, you know, I was lied to the entire time. And when I got to, my ripe age of 27, the truth slowly came out. And it was just kind of like, what did you lie from this point to this point? Instead of telling me the truth, instead of having me believe that all this was happening, and then all of a sudden throw it at me and be like, hey, by the way, this is the truth. So get used to it. And it's just kind of like, but why lie? What's the point of it? I get you don't hurt anybody's feelings about it. And the word
yeah. Okay, well, mind you, that's something I learned right now, and I feel like if it's still when that situation, what's the lady? support bullying. What's wrong with you? Yes, I'm wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt, and they are the biggest villains in the wrestling business. But at the end of the day, as things, when you're off the camera, you're still a human being. And I'm pretty sure, as adults, no one should be lying and no one should be bullying. So in this case, where she had to cover herself with a lie, then she practically buried herself.
Very much.
You know, it's that simple. Again, if you're going to tell somebody, hey, other than
the megalomaniac word used, I actually kind of sat there, me being more like psychological savvy and psychology, sociology, philosophy. There is actually a medical term which is sociopath.
Yeah.
Sociopath or antisocial. And I'm not meaning antisocial as in you're like you don't want to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Antisocial means anti society. Basically, like, you don't care what society thinks or what society wants. You don't care about the people. Sociopath is more about a person that is basically self centered, does not care about what other people want. And perfect example is actually my mother. My mother was a sociopathic who cared more about herself, and that's it.
I was a pathological liar. I was that, and listen. The first step into fixing your problem is then the problem.
Yeah.
That's again something I learned from back in the day, and I was taught that, and was taught, hey, it's better to be for the truth than the lie. Then I changed my ways. Listen, I'm going to tell you my opinion. I'm going to tell you what I feel. I'm going to tell you what I think of you, what I think of everyone, okay? And if you like me for it, great. We could continue being friends, wife, girlfriend. I'm going to tell you what I feel, think, want to do. You don't like it? The door.
Exactly.
You like it? Great. So, end of story. Like, I've told constant friends, including you, I've told people what I think. I've also told this young lady here next to me that she's a beautiful young lady. And yes, this is coming from because this is bad and this is just... Anyway. So, this young lady is a beautiful young lady, okay? And I would always be upfront about that. She's been a great friend to me. She's been phenomenal. She's very dedicated. 3 weeks.
I don't know what my fortune, but I have to cancel the last one. 3 weeks
going to her Monday. She's only opposite, and I didn't like her. I would not be ashamed to tell her, just like she probably won't be ashamed to tell me.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing is like, I've had people tell me, like, oh, it's a truth. I'm like, yeah, it does. I have to be told the truth and a lie. Because there's this thing where a lie is the most beautiful thing, but the being honest with somebody is like the most ugliest thing. But at the same time, it's the better thing to do because
mm-hmm.
that's the harsh reality. Not everything is going to be perfect. Everything is going to be, you know, flawless. Even then, the word perfection doesn't even mean a thing to me because it took a long time to accept that I'm not perfect. There is nothing about me that's perfect. I have people tell me left and right that I'm perfect. And, you know, I'm very humble about it. Thank you for all your beautiful comments and compliments and everything. I really do appreciate everything. What do you do? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Personally, I said it at the show, and I say it again. I'm actually really, really grateful that you're letting me use your awesome studio, your equipment. And I love the fact that you are just this really humble, open person who welcomes people with open arms. You have a heart of gold, by the way. And you are very dashing. If you want me to throw that in. Look at you. I'm excited. Oh, my God.
And so, should I pull out the door or pull out the cell later?
No, they can pull out whatever you want. You're pulling.
Yeah, we already got to the climax.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Basically, the rest is just nothing happening here. Hello. She's right next to me. If something is... that means it has to do this.
I was thinking that.
So, the whole thing is that. Sorry, I'm just laughing. Sometimes this thing goes so out of whack.
It's my ADD.
No, it's a fun whack. Ronald left. So, imagine something that does. it'll be like, so I could be sitting in my computer with my girlfriend sitting in her bed. I need to just sit back and watch it.
Yay!
This is the point we take the kids to.
Anyway,
back to our regular program. You know, again, it should not be. There's only so many people that are going to listen. We should show people the door.
Exactly.
But it's up to them to walk through it.
Exactly.
Now, sadly, we're just people. The hot people. So, basically, you know, we are two people, and I'm not saying any of you guys are liars or that you guys do this or that. I don't know you besides a certain few, and I'm going to be straight up honest. If you're not, great. If you are, great. Whatever it is that you live, I say, do this because I'm not your mom, I'm not your dad. But think of it this way. Think of it this way before you make the next decision whether you're talking honestly or lying. Think of it this way. If you were going to be told to lie, you lie. Think of it that way. If you were the one receiving information and you know it's lying, you were the one lying. Think of it, I'm putting you in the liar's chair. Okay? I'm calling you a liar. Now, say, I'm just hypothetically. If you are a liar and someone came to you with a lie, would you lie? Answer that in the chat room and tell me would you lie or not. If your answer is no, then you know what you should do for your next confrontation.
Yeah.
End of story.
And talk about they mentioned like a year before, like we were completely cut off. They're groaning for some reason. I kind of was actually kind of like, this was presented to me about 2 weeks ago. I really didn't talk much about it. Yo and Connie actually did. That's why I wanted to kind of voice her opinion again about the whole dilemma and all that. And the thing is that there is a certain individual that is going around claiming that she needs money. And she's nothing. She's basically a regular person that is impacted in the pop community. She does something from time to time. And the thing is that she made a GoFundMe page because apparently, I'll tell you right now, June 6th, she was allegedly, not allegedly, I heard, and so I kind of pieced together, but I really don't know what exactly happened. She was kidnapped. And her debit cards, cash stolen. It forced her to clean her bank account. And basically, that's all that was listed on that GoFundMe program. But at the same time, the state that the police dropped it because of the emergency. And me being really into crime, mystery, murder, all that kind of stuff, I mean, I don't joke about it. I really did this. One of my ultimate like dreams was to be a pro runner. I kind of sat there and I was just sitting there thinking about it. Like, this doesn't make any sense because already your case is it is a criminal case. They cannot drop something that has kidnapping, alleged both physical and sexual assault. They cannot drop that on top of that. You were assaulted. That's rape, obviously. You were given a and you have basically time to go get to be in the hospital bills. However, her GoFundMe page is a big photo of herself, clean makeup like me, you know, makeup done, everything, and beautiful lighting. Not me, but basically beautiful lighting, just like almost a camera shot as her default photo for this whole thing. And me sitting there, this page, where is, and also I didn't mention it, her car. Total, crashed the car, and and on top of that, it won't be $2,000. It'll be a lot more medical-wise. I mean, I sprained my ankle back in 2014. I still have a bad ankle. My ankle popped off. You hear a clicking sound when I'm and sure enough, I didn't see, like, anything on insurance. I had, you know, I had a workers' comp everything. Like, I didn't have that. Maybe close to $5,000, $6,000 just walking into the emergency room just to be seen.
A lot of people have taken advantage. Again, a lot of people have taken advantage of the GoFundMe purpose. And GoFundMe was created for charity.
Yes.
Was created for nonprofits, created for things of that nature. And then I led to the next step. It just became this one gigantic, no pun intended, clusterfuck, where people were saying, help me pay my AT&T bill.
Yeah.
Help me pay for cable. Help me make trips. Help me and merchandise. Help me with that. It was like, holy like, every day I get a message on my social media, not on my wall, talking about a legit message. Can you please donate my cost?
Yeah.
And I know how much money I put out. Listen, guys, unless it's for a real purpose, like a hospital, or you need to pay for a friend's funeral, or a family member's funeral, or because it's a donation, GoFundMe account. If I swear, if I find a GoFundMe on my wall saying, help me pay for my AT&T bill, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand that some people, they make it for hospital bill, it's a hospital, charity, donations, or deposits. So, let's see what it is. Hi, welcome to Hey Blondie. This is Blondie. How can I help you? And who is calling?
Hello, yes. Is this Miss Blondie? Hey, Blondie. Yeah. This is Yoav Sakura for Unlikely Heroes reporting in.
All right, Unlikely Heroes is back in the building. We are talking about the GoFundMe front.
Were you talking about GoFundMes?
Yes, we are. About the GoFundMe program that is basically the fraud that is going on right now.
Oh, boy. Get my feet for this.
I actually saw your live stream. You have the floor.
Now, we did a live stream about to go about GoFundMe. And, well, if for people that don't know what a GoFundMe is, you haven't explained it. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm loud and clear? Okay. With GoFundMe's, you know, it's a site where people, hey, can you help me out with this thing? I want to go to this place, or I want to have this event, or I want to fund my, you know, career this way. It's a place where people can donate money into a cause they may need financial assistance with. That's what it's supposed to be for. However, the problem with that is that I find a lot of people are posting up GoFundMes, and sometimes the content is questionable. And a lot of people are not asking the right kind of questions to see if these GoFundMes are legit before they're hardcore donating their monies to it, you know? And
I caught
one that I'm not going to say – I got to be careful here because, you know, you don't want to ever have what's called foot in mouth. But
yeah,
making up a story, telling a story to people that are supposed to be giving money to, you have to – you can't just say everything and not provide proof of said actions, especially when people are using it for financial crises. Let's say someone was robbed, or perhaps someone had, you know, bills that they had fell short on. These are the things that people do to, you know, get assistance with that. But I want to try and encourage more of, hey, can you provide proof of this, that you need this money for said thing? Because, I mean, I don't know if we're going into specifics at all, but it's all the time, and they don't give these information, you know?
The I mentioned was that that I don't understand when it comes to GoFundMe programs, you're donating to like charity, you're donating to hospital for people that something happened, they can't afford it, for donations when it comes to, you know, they can't afford something, but they want to do something for their friend or family member, they just can't afford it, and they just need a little bit of help. And a lot of people put up like stories of, you know, how this person was so influential, why their cause is the cause, you know, why to donate. Versus some people who basically post donation saying, hey, like, donate for my plastic surgery, I want to get your tip, or donate, there are people out there that does it. There are people also that post, one of it was, like, they help, but people really donate because it's stupid as well. When Kanye lost half of his money, people made a GoFundMe page for him. Get them rich again, and it was one of those really stupid GoFundMe programs where it's just kind of like, why are you gonna donate to this guy? And there's just been like multiple people I could name that has a GoFundMe program that has used it for stupid reasons, and it's kind of like, you can't afford that. You can't afford, you know, to pay for your own, you know, Will Hansen or Michael Schutzen or whatever, or you want people to kind of like donate to your customers. Patreon, if you guys don't know what Patreon is a site that basically a lot of artists use it. I think you guys use it too, right? Or not yet?
Yeah, like Patreon, like GoFundMe is for, let's say you need a lot of money in like one event or one moment.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Kickstarter, but Kickstarter you hit for a higher amount. GoFundMe is like, I want to have a party in memory of my daughter who did such and such, passed away last year. You know, it's got to be like something like an honorable cause that you think will generate enough money, and then that's when everybody will come in and put money in. Patreon, on the other hand, is more like a subscription service. Let's say every time you do something, you charge your subscription people like as little as a dollar. It's really convenient.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a difference.
It is. And the thing I like about Patreon, though, is that you don't something, the artist gives you something in return. And stuff like,
yeah, you can set up your goals. Well, you could do that with GoFundMe too, but it's a lot more in depth and user friendly on Patreon, like you're saying, correct?
But continuing on with GoFundMe from the story you and Connie actually did. Continue on with that.
Well, as far as the GoFundMe, because we've used GoFundMe in the past. We've used GoFundMe in the past, but one event that we used it for, actually you were in it, was the fashion show. We had everybody come together, and it was all volunteer, you know, so there were no, like, contracts and whatnot, but it was all volunteer. But because it was an honest effort and everybody was involved in it, that's, like, the perfect time to say, hey, I want to create a GoFundMe for us so that we can fund the materials, so that we can fund everything that we need to do with it. That way when we put on the show, it's like everything is legit. The costumes, the quality of the materials and everything. You actually see that these were actually funded. Whereas when you're saying, "Oh, I was robbed by two guys. They kidnapped me. They took my phone. They forced me to empty my savings account. They gave me, you know, sexual assault, and they crashed my car." These are stories that I'm talking about. That's just one GoFundMe that said all of that. I want to say our name so bad, but it's whatever. My thing is that with that kind of thing, you need to be able to show me where my money is going. With the fashion show, your money went to the actual outfits, the girls wearing them, the show that we put on, the video that you're going to see in production, the whole nine. When you're using for things like you said, you can't back up that, you know, especially when they tell you that a police report was dropped. These are things that I want to invite people to question. Why did the police drop your case? The police aren't stupid. They're not stupid. Like, that's one thing you'll never hear about cops. Stupid. You'll never hear that. So why would they drop your case? These are questions that no one ever asks, though. Huh?
Yo.
Yeah. You're starting to break up. I'm sorry. I want to hear this question, but you started breaking up. Say that one more time.
And he
I don't know what's going on my phone again. It's acting up. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm trying to fix this. Give me a second. 1 second. Sorry. It's like my phone is. It was going well for that minute, and then it just conked out. All right, you there? Can you hear me now? Okay, I can hear you now. All right, go ahead. Repeat your question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to mention this. Number two. He could have been old. Because, again, I don't know. An extra of her. Go to the account. To find me.
It goes for me, honestly, it's not really about who or what the content is about. It's more so the credibility of the person. You know, like when you're looking at somebody's GoFundMe account, I look at some of the people that I know on here donating as well, and I go, oh, well, these kind of people really nip anyway. So that's why I'm not surprised that they don't know this. They don't ask these questions. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it comes to any kind of giving of any sort, it's always a good idea to make sure that you're legit. Whenever something is amiss in this, it makes it risky for other people to use the services for their benefit as well. They could have an honest benefit or honest gain that they're trying to get from it, but because people come in and try to tarnish it on things like, I won't lie, cosplay is very, you know, it's very risky to do things like GoFundMe and Patreon with, because you have to actually, like, know how to market your own space. A lot of the people online, though, they're just trying to take images of themselves wearing certain revealing things. And that's usually the theme that they try to go for. That's not original. So therefore, it crowds the space. It oversaturates the space. So when an actual artist who's actually trying to show his talent comes up, or someone who's trying to actually get a benefit, show cause for a talent that they may possess, you're getting the skeptical eye because of the fact that people like this choose to take advantage of situations like that. You get what I mean? And that's the problem. Too many people taking advantage of these kinds of situations. You know, and it's always a situation where, you know, it's someone who you would never believe it's this person doing it. A lot of the times in cosplay and a lot of the people in the artist community, they tend to want to do better than other people. But some people just don't have a certain talent, so they try to use other means, hustling, pimping, trying to sign contracts, the whole nine. It's very scary stuff. Just like this new thing that happened with the whole Miku costumes thing, you know, these are cosplays that fat girls shouldn't wear. But it's like, why would you just flat out shoot yourself in the foot after all these years? You know, because that's usually how these people really are, but they don't ever expose it. Why? Because they wait until they get into a position with power. And then they start feeling themselves too much to the point where they accidentally start saying what they really are like. And we get to see that in broad daylight, kind of like Joel Osteen. It all ties together. When the situation at hand turns out that you need to measure a person's resolve, don't look at them when they're in palm settings. You got to see what happens when they are faced with opposition. And that's the problem. In cosplay, as long as you look like a character, you're accepted off the bat.
Exactly. The thing is that with the Miku costume,
mm-hmm.
This is the first time they've been in the limelight. The thing is that had a contest that a bunch of my friends actually filed for, and sure enough, they picked people that were
they fit a certain mold.
And a lot of people are still entering, still voting to actually have an opportunity to win a free cosplay or with a gift certificate to their store and all that. It was something like that. Now, once again, we're back in the mindset again because of an article they posted up about in 2011. They made a article about and it took me a long time to actually realize that I was making a big mistake. So the thing is that cosplay is not just made for certain people. It's made for everyone. Cosplay is meant to unite people that have the same common interest in pretty much anything. And brings everyone together. This is the reason why I was kind of laughing because kind of like I just spoke about this and here it is again on my lap once again. Of how people are being told that they can't wear certain cosplays. I mean, I would love to see plus size Harley Quinn, a plus size Ivy. I mean, Destiny is, you know, a plus size person, but has done like Two-Face. And his Two-Face, if you guys have seen it, actually is really nice. It's actually, I like it. I really want him to bring it back really soon.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But the thing
as far as plus size, I mean, I don't even know what to call them. I just like big girls, small girls, tall girls, all girls. I don't care what you are. It doesn't matter to me, honestly, because art for me is how you represent yourself. For me, I look at the world like this. I didn't ask to look like how I look like. I can only manipulate it in some areas. So when it comes to cosplay, it takes actually knowing yourself to know how to pull off a character. You get what I'm saying? And when it comes to plus size or when it comes to, or you're too skinny, because there is that too. There's skinny shaming, there's fat shaming. There's all kinds of shaming. Me personally, I think that if you want to look a certain way, change it. You know, people's views of characters are so limited because they don't possess an artistic flow, and that's fine. That's fine. But you can't say that someone else's isn't art or isn't good or acceptable simply because you don't have an artistic vision enough to see it inside of that. Just like how when they're doing gender bends, you know, to say that a girl is too big to wear a cosplay is just like saying a guy can't cosplay a female character. A male can't cosplay a female character. I don't know if I said that twice. But the point is that you can't choose how you look on the outside. You can only choose how you distribute your artistic flow in that look. And if it's a thick girl and she pull off, if she pull off some Chun-Li shit, I'm on. If she pull off some Wonder Woman shit, I'm on. I seen a black girl that did Catwoman. I was on, and she was thick. I had no problem with it. The problem is also that we don't educate people to understand that cosplay is more about the fandom. It's not about actually looking like the character. You can do that. Those are things that you can aspire to. But you just might like the character. You know? Why don't we could just pay homage to it that way.
To say fat girls
almost feels like they were trying to insult as well. It's kind of like with gay people. Gay people do not call themselves, you know, such derogatory terms in the gay, you know, aspect. Neither do heavyset women. Heavyset women don't say, "Oh, I like being fat." They don't call themselves that. So to call them that means that you were trying to insult, you know?
Exactly.
And the message is clear. Go ahead.
Now, the thing is that when I was presented this article, I saw multiple posts about it. The thing is that somebody actually liked it. And what shocked me was that they're like, "We sure did," and they put a smiley emoji at the end of it. It's kind of like, okay, you guys owning up to it, but then when you get a backlash and you're losing people that were signed with you, ending their contracts, which Ronald just said, and I didn't even know that. A lot of people are ending contracts with them because it's kind of like, first you guys did the contest and you guys ended it soon, and then at the same time, two or three people that were already working for you that won the cosplay contest, which is not fair. And then let alone have an article in 2011 resurface and then make it seem like it's a joke when somebody confronts you of like, did you actually write this? And we're like, yeah, we sure did. And then take it down because somebody now realizes, hey, you're fat shaming somebody and you're a costume company that provides plus size cosplays. But then at the same time, you're like, oh, they shouldn't, like plus size girls should dress as Chun-Li or plus size girls than just as Cammy because I don't want to see the roles, you know, rolling out or anything like that. It's kind of like I said, cosplay is made for every single person out there. Whether you like it or not, you are going to see a plus-size Harley Quinn, a plus-size Harvey Dent, a plus-size Batman for everything. Regardless, if this person is happy in their let them be. Let them have fun. Cosplay is meant to be fun, not a damn competition that everybody makes it into. And the thing is that before I'm going to have to cut it short because we are literally running out of time. I'm going to throw my closing statement. You want to throw out yours before we cut this show to the end? We might bring you back in, though, if we want to continue talking more about this certain topic. I have no problem bringing right back in a Saturday. We want to do that. And I think I just lost Gil. I mean, I guess we lost my... As an individual who is part of the cosplay community, I have seen the ugly side of the cosplay community. I've seen the positive side of the cosplay community. But the thing is that I do not like the fact that people point the blame in multiple directions. They point the blame at the convention runner. They point the blame at the prop makers, the costumers, people that make the costume seamstress, if I have to be more terminally correct. They point the blame at everybody else, but they don't point the blame at themselves. People, we are the ones that cause all this drama. Us as human beings, us with flaws, we need to embrace those flaws. We need to get over. I can't say we can't get over our insecurities. But the thing, back into the whole thing. This is where it goes into the whole thing of we need to come together, be united, and fix this issue within the cosplay community. We need to understand that not everyone's going to be perfect. Every cosplay is going to be perfect. Everyone is meant to do what they want to do. They want to be a plus-size Harley Quinn, or they want to be a plus-size Emma Frost, or even plus-size Harley Dent. I keep going back to this amazing Harley Dent to me. I cannot stress this enough. we are the problem. We need to take time and actually address those issues. We cannot continue thinking that there's no problem in the cosplay community. What are you doing? We cannot continue making it seem that there's no issues within the cosplay community. There is issues, and we need to fix, we need to address them. And we can sit here all day talking about positivity left and right, and we can talk about positivity left and right, but really, I'm just one person. People that I bring in are just, you know, one or two people that I bring in to talk to you guys about. It doesn't take me to do this. It's actually you guys. You guys need to pitch to me. You guys need to realize and recognize that, hey, if someone's being pissed on in the community, that everybody wants in their life as in the cosplay community. Don't just sit there and be like, should I do something? Yes or no. If you see something happening, if you see someone, an underage person being actually harassed by someone 2 times older than them, say something. Interfere. Block them. Get a security guard. Don't let this issue happen, because that's how you kill somebody's enjoyment within the cosplay community. That's how you destroy someone's fun and opportunity of actually continue on with this beautiful class. And I'm going to send there. If you have any
I did my piece on that subject last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And for anyone who didn't get to hear last week, whether you saw a video, you see it, hear it on radio, whatever way you do it, this is a person that was either sitting at home or in a movie theater, looking up onto the screen or looking at the TV screen, or whatever be the case. Looking at the phone, saying, I want to be that person one day. I wonder how it feels to be my hero. And understand this, when that person goes, whether the person's skinny, fat, small, tall, square or round, person you're insulting is doing it. You found that character by a comic book, a movie, a TV show, or a picture. I wonder how it feels to be that person. So I'm going to create the costume for that person. If someone who's too fat or too skinny to do it, then you find it upon yourself to say, why is that fat person dressing up like toothpaste? By the lifestyle, by the revolution, is changing for the better instead of the worse. Be that person, because yes, and her are only two people. I'm only me, she's only her. I think this way, she thinks this way. Joe thinks the same way. Guess what? My message, her message, Joe's message will affect a next person. Okay. And that person will affect the following. So don't be that person that stops that. Open your eyes, open your mind, because at the end of the day, the reason that person is dressing like Two-Face, or even a freaking pair of Looney Tunes, the same reason that person's dressing up that way is the same reason you're dressing up like Naruto. End of story. Sorry, I got a little...
It's okay. That's my show. We're passionate about what we want to talk about. All right, so guys, that is my end of my show. I hope to hear or even talk to you guys next time. I will be back on Saturday, 7:30. I believe 2:30 Eastern time. And you guys can hear the rest of the week from the other two. That'll be 6:30 and 7:30. I'm Blondie. My friend over here is handsome. I'm sorry, I keep saying handsome, but they are handsome. Sorry. But you are Jen as well. Good thing. Well, they get the compliment. Filming this the entire time, and it'll be also on YouTube. So I will be editing like crazy, make sure that it ends up on YouTube, and you guys can see it yourself. You guys can hear Yo, because I know a lot of people watching my stream did not hear him. But I will see you guys next time. I hope you guys have a fantastic Saturday, and I'll see you guys next time. I love you guys. Bye.
Your hair's